Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hey everyone, this is Klaatu, and this is a continuation of our Gods of Porphyra series. We've moved on now to Chaotic Good. The first god we'll talk about is Saren, S-A-R-E-N, Saren. He's called the Tusked God, the Untamed, the Great Warden. He is the god of forests, animals, and lust. Frequent worshippers of Saren are druids, foresters, rangers, sylvan creatures. His alignment is, as I said, Chaotic Good, and his domains are Animal, Charm, Chaos, Plant, and his subdomains are Azata, Fur, Lust, and Growth. Now, in case you've never encountered Azata before, they're celestial beings who are native to the plane of Elysium, and they champion freedom and goodness without really implying that either of those things can necessarily destroy evil in the long term. It's more of restoring balance, I guess. So they don't believe that evil can be completely destroyed by force. They simply show up where they're needed, and then they do their best to do some kind of good, and then they leave. So that's the Azata celestial being, and this god Saren, that's one of his subdomains. His favorite weapon is the great club, and his favorite animal is the boar. So Saren is an old god, because he came to your campaign setting, or in this text, Porphyra itself. He came to Porphyra upon being called, the Great Calling, when all the gods came to this setting. But he had existed previous to that, so he's not one of the gods who got created by the Calling or for the Calling. He migrated, actually, from a separate verse within the multiverse. He migrated, and the reason he migrated was because he was, as the divine record says, and this, we're just taking Garana's word for it at this point, because Saren doesn't bother writing stuff down. That's not really his style. So in the divine record, it is written that in another ancient world, long forgotten now, in a different reality, Saren was an arboreal fertility god, and he was quite happy just kind of being his own, doing his own thing, and his followers were as well. But a war broke out between his followers, who embraced, I guess, chaos, really, just pure and raw nature, versus other people within the world who wanted to embrace agriculture and ordered, you know, taming of wilderness. So when his primordial forests were burned to ash and cleared for pastures, and his people exterminated, he was forced to flee that reality. When the Great Calling occurred, Saren migrated to Porphyra, or your campaign setting, as a guardian of the forests, this time gaining worship of the sylvan creatures. Overall, he's a benevolent god, but he's a bit of a loner. He doesn't really side with any of the other gods. He's not enemies necessarily, but he keeps very much to himself in terms of the other pantheon members. And I mean, this is a fairly loose pantheon anyway, so any god can do that. But Saren especially keeps largely to himself and tends to his followers. He is called the Tusked God because when he takes a material form, he takes the form of an enormous warrior with the skin of tree bark, or at least the color of tree bark, and the lower body of a boar's hindquarters. He has a thick mane of bristly hair, and he has tusks in his lower jaw that sparkle like scimitars. His avatar has been seen dancing in the fairy rings of Porphyra's forests. Saren is a fierce protector of the forests and wilderness, and patron to all who respect nature without attempting to tame it. And I imagine that's That's a quite important point for him. He's not a cruel god, although he does appear as a fierce warrior. He typically is not aggressive. He simply protects his forests, and he grants just as many blessings to anyone who respects his domain, whether they worship him or not. The Church of Sarin, a little bit, I guess, like Chiuta, is quite primal or tribal. His followers, they're certainly not really an organized religion as such, but they do have shaman. So the clerics of his would probably be fairly shamanistic. Maybe not completely, but it's fairly druidic. So, for instance, technically they're supposed to wear only the hides of beasts that they have caught themselves during a consecrated hunt. Newly introduced to the faith are often quote-unquote sky-clad. Now, I don't know if that means that they're just wearing stuff that falls from the sky, or if they're naked. I'm not really sure what sky-clad means. But, yeah, if you're new to the faith, you've got to go hunt during a consecrated hunt for clothing. Only fires started by lightning are used in the sacred rituals. That's not just to cook your breakfast in the morning, but for your sacred rituals, only fires started by lightning are permitted, which means that a shaman must call lightning either via magic or they need to perform those rituals during a storm and make sure that some spot gets struck by lightning. Sarin's faithful also eschew metal goods unless they've captured them in battle, and their day-to-day tools and weapons are typically made from bone, wood, or stone, or other natural materials. They do not domesticate animals, and they hunt, they gather, and they raid for sustenance. Spell ritual preparation for a cleric of Sarin, or Sarinites as they call themselves, they simply pray to Sarin. They pray completely naked, so that could be like whether it's the dead of winter or a beautiful day in the summer. Naked is the day you were born. The most important ritual in general for the faith is the Great Hunt, in which all members of a tribe or a coven seek out a colossal dire boar sent by Sarin himself to test them. The hunt endures until the boar is vanquished, which could last for weeks. When it is finally killed, the hide, the bones, and the tusk are considered holy, and they're used then to make blessed weapons and armor, and meat is consumed in a feast that lasts for days. There are two traits for this religion. There's Untamed. Your embrace of Sarinite philosophy gives you a +2 trait bonus to survival checks, +4 in forests. You do, however, suffer a -2 penalty to profession checks, and are always considered untrained for handle animal checks. Sarin's Berserk. You possess an inner ferocity like that of a boar, allowing you to stay conscious below 0 hit points. You are still staggered and lose 1 hit point per round. Sarin, in general, took me by surprise. The chaotic good alignment is probably one of my favorite alignments. I have a lot of affinity for this one, and I didn't expect necessarily a god of chaotic good alignment to be quite this chaotic, I guess, and it's chaotic in the sense of primal and tribal and kind of raw and untamed. And I really, really like it, actually. It's really cool. This Sarin character seems a little bit like he's very diverse, it seems. So he seems a little bit like a faun. You know, I mean, he is, really. I mean, he's got the lower half of a boar, so, I mean, that's not what fauns usually have, but that's basically the right mix. And he's a god of lust, and he clearly has this kind of sexuality to him. So it's really cool that that's one side of him, and that he's also the protector of the forest. So he's, you know, forest, Robin Hood, chaotic good, kind of all over that. So yeah, he's got a lot of he's multi-sided. I'm really, really liking this guy. Just totally didn't expect it, really. And it's cool that he's such a warrior too, you know, like he's really, I guess, just the sort of a really manly man, which if you really go just cliche and kind of think of sort of that mountain man or the, you know, the guy who wanders off into a forest to live with the bears, I guess this is kind of that. And I like this. I really think this is a solid god with a lot to work with. You've got... He can appeal to a lot of different characters. I mean, he might be a little bit extreme for some of them. Like, for your everyday ranger, maybe Sarin is a little bit much. Maybe the ranger wouldn't... Certainly wouldn't be a cleric of Sarin. Obviously, they would be a ranger. But they would still obviously revere Sarin and pray to Sarin and make sacrifices or offerings or whatever. But he could also be so much more. He could be almost a Bacchus kind of character, lord of the dance, lord of the party and wine, sort of enjoyment of life. I can really see him fitting into that mold as well on a certain occasion, on a holiday or whatever, on a solstice. So yeah, it was an interesting way to start the chaotic good pantheon, I feel. And I like that he's a loner. It's really interesting as well. It's appropriate and yet inappropriate, because he doesn't have to be a loner. He could be best pals with Chiuta or with anyone, really, but he's a loner, so that's kind of unique. A very interesting god. I think there's a lot to work with, and I feel like the text probably just barely skims on some of the aspects of his personality, so I think you could really flesh that out if you needed to. And I feel like a lot of people could follow him or at least pray to him, and there'd be a lot to reveal about their character as to why they would be praying to such a god, and about his character as to why that he might bless them. So that's what I've got on Sarin, and thanks for listening. Talk to you next time. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.